This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to Primetime, an SOB edition. No Rob, he's in an All-American city of Salina, Kansas. He'll be back on Tuesday. No show Monday because of the President's Day. But
Lincoln or whatever president that you love.
Yeah, that's always been a weird one to me because it's not any of their actual birthdays. They're like, a bunch of the presidents were kind of born around now. Let's just throw something on the calendar.
I don't really celebrate presidents, but all right, you go, I don't know, go president. Tough job.
So. I saw someone say the other day that every working American should just be able to choose whatever 7 holidays they want and take them on the calendar. Like, you know, everybody gets Christmas. Everyone gets Thanksgiving. Some companies will give you, you know, Black Friday off. Others won't. And everyone has a slightly different policy. Since none of them align anyway, just let people take whatever they want. Yeah.
We're just like join a bunch of religions. Can you take like all of like the Jewish holidays off? I get like Hanukkah and then
yeah, there's
Christmas
a bunch of extra ones for Jewish holidays.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, and then that can be tough though because then you got to do fasting while you're at work sometimes. I don't know.
No, yeah, I don't want to do that.
No, fasting.
Well, I mean, I can like pretend, right? I mean,
of course,
most of the people I know that claim to be religious aren't really religious anyway. So it seems very selective and pick and choosy how we want to do that. People love to pick out their one or two things in that book, and I'm like, you didn't bother to read the rest of that, did you?
Told you to be a very light primetime today. We're going to unwrap religion here on the show.
I'll go to my corner now and shut up. Sorry about that.
Sports can be religion, though, or at least people can take sports as religion, and I actually think that is one of the closest things that we get to, similar to how people are about defending their religion and their background, their makeup, we see in some all-star formats that level of country pride. We see, like, whether it's the World Baseball Classic,
sure,
now the Four Nations, it seems like often the best sporting events, period, but definitely the best sports exhibition events are those that have something, a little extra juice behind them, and people aren't doing it for the money. They're definitely not doing it just because they're on TV, the NBA All-Star Games of the world. You know, no one's trying. We've completely bastardized the NFL one, but the ones that seem to actually still work and have some juice behind them is because there's something extra at play there. And
national pride is a great one. Like,
it's a great motivator. It's fun.
If you've ever listened to anyone in hockey and this lead up to this Four Nation, everyone talks about how special it is to put on the jersey, right? And soccer has this too, right? Anytime there's international competitions. And some of that is that those people in those sports grew up with that,
mm-hmm.
whereas some of the others didn't necessarily have that. Like, you know, no one really else plays football in the world
right.
than the United States.
Right.
The NBA is one that I would think that you could get on board with this because it's such an international game.
It feels like you should be able to do kind of a U.S. versus world. Now, I don't know how much the world team would take pride in, like, we're just on the international team. But if, like, so I don't know how you make that work. But, like, baseball's perfect because you have so many nations
and they care.
That are evenly represented almost.
Yeah. Well, and I at least think that you should try it.
Agreed.
But one of the problems that we have, too, with basketball is because we were always so far ahead of everyone else, I still think we have this if we really try, it doesn't really matter. And when we lose, we kind of dismiss it anyways.
Well, we didn't really care that much.
Yeah, we have this weird kind of relationship with it where I for whatever reason, basketball just has never, I just don't think it grabs people the same way. I don't think the players care as much.
But when they do, you saw this last Olympic cycle.
Yes.
And like, I mean, they were supposed to steamroll everybody, but then when towards the end, when they had to take on, I think it was Serbia followed by France, and both of those games were close, this whole country came together, and it was awesome. And it was heated on both sides, and again, you get one of the best possible outcomes because there's the national pride involved.
It is true. Like, if the NBA wanted to come up with a better exhibition game, this is the way. It really is the only way to get people to be involved. It's the only way to get people to truly be engaged is if you put some sort of, because money's not going to do it. Monetary, you know, even if you put up a couple $1 million, I'm not certain that that's going to do anything. These guys make so much money.
Or one guy goes for it and everyone else is still lazy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like you're actually raising the bar.
You can't do the baseball thing where you try to make the game mean something. That was ridiculous with the home field advantage. That was dumb. See, you really do. It comes down to pride. Have you ever had your pride stoked doing something?
Yes.
Like, you don't even...
I mean, that's what sports is for, kind of.
Yeah, you don't even realize that it's happening. Like, I can't tell you how many times over the course of my life you're doing something, and maybe you're playing against your kid, or maybe you're playing against a neighbor, or you're playing pickup whatever at the 24-hour fitness, or, you know, whatever it is you're doing. And out of nowhere, you just find yourself, for lack of a better word, you find yourself kind of, like, just pissed off. You find yourself caring. You find yourself kind of putting your foot on the gas a little bit, and that's pride. Pride can be the best and it can be the worst thing, but I don't know if there's a better motivator than pride.
Yeah.
And so how do you stoke pride in millionaire athletes? And I do think that national pride means something.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, when I see the, you know, whether it's the Olympics, and I certainly see hockey, and hockey has it in spades, because that is... It's such an international sport.
And Canadians take it so seriously. So and the Euros seriously. Take it so
yes.
seriously.
And then I would like to think with the NBA and the international game spreading, and let's be honest, the international game is not just caught up to the United States.
Probably eclipsed them a little bit.
It's certainly coming for it.
At least as far as development is concerned.
Yes. And top-end players. Like, if you gave me the best, and it's saying something because you're talking about one country versus the world, but... If you gave me let's take LeBron still, we'll take Tatum, you take Steph, the Anthony Edwards, give me a power forward.
Let's say
throw KD on there.
Yeah, let's throw KD in
or
there.
Or Bam.
And I know that's an older team.
Yeah,
but
Bam
we'll,
was on the Olympic
We'll throw
team, yeah.
that together, okay? And then on the other side, I get Jokic, I get Wemby.
Get Luka.
I get Shea is Canadian, right?
Yeah, SGA.
So you give me Shea and
Jamal
then,
Murray, maybe.
And then give me Giannis.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be awesome.
No offense, but that international team is going to kick us in the balls and make us believe in it. But if you wanted to get some of the American players to care, get embarrassed by that international team.
I like that.
And all of a sudden, I do think you've got some heat. I do. If you wanted something in the NBA to actually matter, I think that right there may light a fire under someone's ass, because no one wants to get embarrassed in your game.
I like that.
And you can't do the international thing like you do with hockey, because, again, I just don't think there's enough representation for individual countries.
Right.
But an international versus, or even if you want to do a North American versus the world, and you give us the Canadian so we get Murray and we get SGA.
Yeah.
But something like that.
It would work.
And
it's worth a try.
And it's worth a try, right? And you gave it more than the 3 or 4 days you did like hockey did, and you give it a week or 10 days, and you let that breathe a little bit, and you played a 3-game series, right? We're going to take this over 10 days, and we're going to give a best of three. You got to win two of them. International versus the U.S. I think there'd be some trash talk.
Yeah.
I think there'd be a little heat to it.
Well, and then because of the way the first one went down, it would add extra juice to the second and potentially third.
Yes, and you put it like this is up in Montreal, because obviously that's a hockey mecca.
Mm-hmm.
So you put this in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
You put it in Los Angeles. I think New York is probably a little bit better. Let's get some angry East Coast people. Maybe a little easier for some of the international community to come over if you want. You do those three games over 10 days, and I think you really, really got something that would light a fire under some people's asses, because no one wants to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Again, pride is the great motivator, and no one wants to get embarrassed on their home soil in front of their fans at, quote, their game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't think it's going to matter this year because I don't know that anyone even is all that aware of how the new format's going to be, but they are trying something different in this year's All-Star game. They've got four teams. One of them's going to be a Rising Stars team, and the other's drafted and coached by the NBA on TNT guys. And so we'll see if there's some added value just from an entertainment perspective. But I think we've found a way to get the juices flowing, and it often comes with flying your flag on your jersey. So
yeah, it would for me.
Yeah.
I mean, if you tell me my national pride's on the line, I mean, hell, man, I get national pride. My mom was born and raised in Sweden. I get a little pride even for my Swedish background. I think we all have a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Go find an Irishman sometime and tell me if that guy doesn't get a little welled up with national pride anytime Ireland's doing something or you know, when Iceland goes to the World Cup. We need a little something like that. And I would love to see something in the United States that kind of, you know, because we take this, we don't care, we're too cool for school attitude. And I'd love it if we got something that kind of,
yeah,
rallied us once, because God knows we need it right now.
I like it. Well, the a fan base that needs no rallying, the Philadelphia Eagles, they had their parade today, and it was a very, very big day for beer cans. Bud Light specifically. Going to get into that coming up next, but first, Ortner with SportsCenter.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.